Open Line with Tammy Heide.
And now Open Line Chief Correspondent Megan Holliday joins us with an interview with Dr. Joanne Yanez about healthy eating. And it's guaranteed to make you hungry.
Good morning. I'm your Open Line Chief Correspondent Megan Holliday. This morning, I'm joined by Executive Director at the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, Dr. Joanne Yanez. How are you doing this morning, Dr. Yanez?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me on the program. And you know, a subject like this is something that most people might think, oh, it's common sense, how to eat healthy, just eat fruits and vegetables, or I can read a book about this or find out what I need to know online. But unfortunately, there are a lot of health problems associated with unhealthy eating habits. So I'm wondering, what is your advice for those who are intimidated by eating healthy, and where is a good place to begin?
You know, I think a really good place to begin is just admitting to yourself that you're human and you're fallible and there is no perfection, and getting over the fact that, or, you know, the belief that you have to do this perfectly, I think is probably a great place for people to start. You know, don't we beat ourselves up enough as it is for so many other things that diet shouldn't be one of them. But what was funny when you were doing the introduction, I was thinking about the standard American diet, and the acronym SAD is what is used for the standard American diet. And we actually literally call it the SAD diet.
Oh, man.
So, you know, when I'm thinking about healthy eating and where to start, there are a lot of different ways. So, you know, there's literature on this. There's a lot of research that's been done. You know, one of the statistics that I've always found really fascinating is, you know, we need, depending on your age, your activity level, about 2,000 to 2,500 calories typically to maintain our body weight. Obviously, that depends on gender and size and activity. And one of the things that I found has always been challenging for me personally is when I'm eating out a lot, it's really difficult to figure out, you know, how many calories are in this and what choices should I make that don't blow my waistline. And there's actually been studies showing that folks will tend to eat an additional 200 calories when they're eating out. And that adds up very quickly. If you eat out several meals a week or more, that can easily be a pound or two without even thinking about it. So one of the things that I always tell folks to do is that if you're really starting to be conscious about what you're eating, start trying to prepare some more meals. Maybe not all of them, but start to really think about what you're eating and prepare things at home. You'll start to save calories and money just by doing that simple step.
So it's really about being conscious. But what if you've been eating really healthy, doing really well, and then a friend comes into town and you guys are eating out the whole time and you just kind of start to get down on yourself because you blew your whole healthy eating routine? What's your advice? Should people just jump right back into the healthy eating again?
Well, you know, I think before we even get into the beating up and jumping back in, you know, there's something that I remember back in my days in medical school, and I had a professor, and they went up on the blackboard, and they drew this big horizontal line with two arrows at the end. And, you know, if I think about any goal that you're trying to, you know, reach, really what I always tell folks when they're trying to incorporate more healthy lifestyles is, what's your goal? Why are you doing this? What's your motivation? What is going to make you want to do something that is a little bit harder of a choice to do every single day and every single chance you have? You know, folks in recovery know this very well. Every moment you've got a choice. You can make a choice that's going to help your recovery, or you can make a choice that's not going to help your recovery. With diet, we can make choices. Is this going to get me toward my goal or away from it? And at least be conscious. If you're going after that chocolate cake, do it because you're consciously doing it, not because you're stress eating, not because you're, you know, just reflexively eating what's in front of you without thinking about it, but make a conscious decision. Say, sure, I am going to enjoy this birthday cake today because it's my son's birthday and screw it. And that's fine. And that is totally fine. You know, but I think that being conscious about it, because so many people, there are books actually written about mindless eating and the amount of food that we eat when we're not paying attention. There was a study out of Cornell years ago where they, and it's a famous one, they had this bowl of soup And some people got a regular bowl of soup, and some people got a bowl of soup with a little straw in the underneath that kept filling it up. And the folks that were watching television, were eating while they were watching TV and not paying attention, ate way more soup than the folks that were not.
Yeah.
So when we're mindless, when we're not thinking about what we're eating, when we're out, when, you know, so I think the biggest thing about that is consciousness and being aware of what you're doing. Make a conscious choice, and then you make a conscious choice to get back towards your goals again.
So if you and I were to take a spin together through the grocery store, what types of foods would we be buying?
First off, I tell folks, shop the perimeter. So shop the outside of the grocery store first. Pick up your dairy, your meat, your produce. If some grocery stores have bulk bins, pick up your grains, whole grain rice, whole grain oats, and other grains like that, and beans and nuts. And if you really don't need to, skip the aisles except for like toilet paper. That's typically the advice that I give folks when they're going to the grocery store. Stock up on all the stuff that's on the outside and leave the aisles alone, because most of the stuff that's in the aisles is processed. It comes in a box and a can, and that means that things have had to be added to it in order for it to stay healthy in a box and a can and not rot. Go to farmers markets, shop produce that's in season. It'll be cheaper. And really try and do those types of things to stock your fridge. Because, you know, the funny thing is, and my husband and I over the years have really, you know, we've tried to eat more healthfully, and we have a rule, don't bring it in the house. You know, so we don't bring things in the house that we know we're going to have a really hard time saying no to. There's also additional literature showing that people will typically eat within about 2 days most of the things that they grocery shop. So if you're buying a bunch of bags of chips, there's a good chance you're going to eat a lot of it. Don't bring it in the house if you don't want yourself to be eating it.
That's definitely my rule when it comes to ice cream. I do not bring it in the house. Can't have it in there.
That is our rule as well, because it's gone in a night.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I feel like the excuse that I often hear from people is, oh, it's too hard to eat healthy because it's too expensive. And do you really find that excuse to be accurate in the long run, or do you have any advice on people who might say that?
Well, you know, and I've heard this, you know, I think we prioritize the things that are important. I remember years ago talking to my patient about eating more vegetables, and he told me they were really, really too expensive.
This is Open Line with Tammy Heidi.